For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I am Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And just a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please join us next week for Kevin's discussion with Rachel Feldman on detoxification. Now, today's guest is Trudy Scott, and we will be introducing Trudy as soon as we cover the news you can use. So, some news you can use. We've talked about some of this data before, some of this information, but when we look at our children then and now, it's a pretty sad statement. And comparing before the 1980s to the current numbers, diabetes increased in children, we're talking about, from 7,000 to 150,000, asthma from 2 million to over 9 million, learning disabilities from 796,000 to over 3 million, ADD, ADHD from under 1 million to over 4.4 million, and autism was 1 in 2,000 right at the 1980s, now 1 out of 61. When I became interested in the issue of autism, it was 1 out of 10,000. That was really in the 70s, maybe even since the 60s. So of that 1 out of 61 who have autism, most of them are boys. In the 600% increase in the recent decade, 200% is actually due to better diagnosis, which leaves a 400% real increase. And in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2005, this is 10 years ago, it was stated that for the first time in two centuries, the current generation of children in the U.S. have shorter life expectancies than their parents. And this is primarily due to the rapid rise in childhood obesity, which does lead to diabetes, heart disease, kidney failure, and cancer, all now occurring at younger ages. With regard to diet, because these problems are directly related to diet and environment. Diet, what we eat, and the environment, the toxins that we're exposed to. So what about diet? First of all, there's not one diet for all people. The right diet depends upon individual genetics, family history, ethnicity, culture, age, gender, stage, health status, diet quality, food reactions, lifestyle, stress, and sleep. Now, that's a lot to take in. And when we look at what the human diet is, it's basically protein, fat, and carbohydrates. And the proteins are animal source, seafood, meats, poultry, eggs, milk products, and plant source proteins from beans, nuts, and seeds. Then we look at fats. We have saturates and unsaturates. And among those unsaturates, we have the omega-9 monounsaturates and the polyunsaturates, which come from omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish, beans, nuts, and seeds, and omega-6 from vegetables and their oils. And the balance has been skewed toward omega-6, which is why we emphasize the intake of more omega-3. Then you have the carbohydrates. These have fiber, vegetables, fruits, grains, beans, nuts, and seeds. So the human diet is a variety diet. And when I'm pointing this out because it's not mandatory to have milk products. It's not mandatory to have grains. Milk products are a choice, an option under proteins, and grains are an option. And many people are sensitive to one or more of these different options that we have available to us in the human diet. So let's get on with our show, and let's talk to Trudy Scott. She is a food mood expert and nutritionist speaker and the author of the book, The Anti-Anxiety Food Solution, How the Foods You Can Eat Can Help You Calm Your Anxious Mind, Improve Your Mood, and End Cravings. So welcome to the show, Trudy.
Thanks, Dana. It's great to be here. And it's very interesting hearing you talk about the increase in all of these conditions. And when it comes to anxiety, we see a big increase in this area as well. And certainly when it comes to kids, we see a lot more kids being medicated for anxiety and depression and other mood disorders. So it was a really good lead into what we're going to talk about today.
That's right. And we also often mention that epigenetics has an impact on our health. That means when genetics meets environment, environment is everything that happens to us, from the lifestyle we live, food, stress, our own against our own innate status, which may be quite healthy or not. There may be a lot of gene variants that impact people. So, Trudy, I think your message is extremely important, and I'm so glad that we get to talk to you today. So go ahead and introduce the subject and tell us a little more about yourself.
So we really need to be going back to the basics, and I loved how you mentioned that we all have our own unique bioindividuality, and there's no one size fits all, certainly when it comes to diets and any approach. But the foundation of what we need to do when it comes to anxiety and other mood problems is to go back to eating real whole food. And I got into this because I had my own issues with anxiety in my late 30s. I started to get increasingly anxious. I would have this sort of feeling of doom, and I actually had some panic attacks, and it was terrifying. I had no idea what was going on, and it turned out that I had a lot of food sensitivities, I had adrenal issues, hormonal issues, and a whole host of things that contributed to my anxiety. But the big thing is, what we want to do is get to the root cause of what the anxiety is, for example, why are you having the panic attacks, address that, and then the anxiety can go away and we don't need to resort to medication. And as a result of that, I actually changed careers from a corporate job, became a nutritionist, I wrote my book, and now I'm just on a mission to educate people about the power of food and nutrients and how it can actually change us when we address the underlying biochemistry.
It is interesting, and I'm so excited to see how we have gone from observing what's good for people to being validated as we can test and find more finite problems. And I think that has brought the science of nutrition, food and nutrition, to the table. I think it was ignored in the past and not thought terribly interesting in the medical profession in general. So it's an exciting message that what we eat has a lot to do with how we feel.
And the great thing is there is so much research in this field now. One of my favorite researchers is Dr. Felice Jacka. She's an Australian researcher. And one of her first papers was looking at the lowered risk of anxiety and depression in Australian women when they were eating this traditional real whole foods diet. And the interesting thing was that part of this diet that they were looking at included grass-fed red meat. So there's often this fear about animal protein and grass, you know, red meat. But you alluded to this earlier, quality is really important, and getting in good quality grass-fed red meat can make a big difference. I see it with a lot of my clients, and it's, you know, we've got the research supporting it. There was a wonderful paper that was actually published in the mainstream journal Lancet earlier this year, and the title of the paper is Nutritional Medicine as Mainstream in Psychiatry. How powerful is that? It's just really, really exciting to see the direction that we're heading.
That is exciting. It's a long time coming. you know, and I like to say this because the information had been there as long ago as the 30s and 40s.
Yes.
I spent a whole year when I got interested in nutrition going to the Library of Medicine for one day a week instead of going to work that day. And that's what shocked me. The information was always there. It was considered irrelevant, so it wasn't in the medical texts, but it was in the nutrition literature and it was in the science. And I remember being so disappointed, and even though we've made great strides, and I want to acknowledge that and be positive about it, I'm frustrated that it has taken almost 100 years, let's say a little shy of 100 years. Certainly the last 50 years is when we've seen this gradual improvement. So I like what you have to say. And for those of you who've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right after this break with more interesting information from our guest, Trudy Scott.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on detoxification. Now, today's guest is Trudy Scott, who is a food mood expert and nutritionist, speaker, and author of the book, The Anti-Anxiety Food Solution, How the Foods You Eat Can Help You Calm Your Anxious Mind, Improve Your Mood, and End Cravings. So we've been having this good discussion about the impact on foods, and we want to get more specific. Trudy, can we carry on the discussion and talk more about what drove you to write the book, and a little bit more about the book itself?
Sure. So I work with women primarily, one-on-one, and I felt that if I could write a book sharing the information that I do one-on-one, I would be able to reach more people. And what the book covers is the 9 steps that I use when I'm working with people one-on-one, and food first. Then we've got to look at blood sugar control. We've got to look at possible gluten intolerance, getting off sugar, getting off caffeine, and then addressing the gut health, adding in certain nutrients. The amino acids like GABA and tryptophan are very powerful. Looking at pyroluria, which is a social anxiety condition, and there's some nutrients that are very powerful for eliminating that social anxiety. And then looking at a host of other things. You mentioned genetics earlier, looking at environmental toxins, the adrenals, hormonal health, vitamin D levels, getting enough sleep, exercise, stress reduction, and all of that. So going through a as if you were doing a one-on-one program with me, but you get to read the book and you get to implement it. And a lot of people find that just making some of the simple food changes can have a huge impact on their anxiety levels, even eliminating panic. And, you know, a lot of people will say, I've got really, really serious panic disorder. There's no way that a dietary change could have an impact. I definitely am one of those people who need medication and are very surprised when they start to make some of these food changes and possibly remove gluten and add in protein at breakfast, so they're stabilizing their blood sugar throughout the day, and they find their panic attacks go away. So I really want to encourage folks not to discount the power of food and nutrients when it comes to anxiety and overwhelm and fear and panic and even OCD. Very, very powerful changes that can be made, that, and you can see amazing results.
Well, we're kindred spirits in that the listeners have certainly heard me talk a lot about protein at breakfast and some of the suspects that we know can change moods so quickly, the sugars you mentioned, and gluten for many people, and not just celiacs. There are a lot of people that just have non-celiac gluten intolerance, and they react to gluten. Can you talk a little bit more about the culprits as far as specific areas of foods that we find can affect mood more significantly?
So, firstly, since you mentioned gluten, that's a big factor. And a lot of people just think of gluten affecting the gut and causing leaky gut and causing digestive problems, but it can have a direct impact on the brain. And there's a lot of research showing a connection to anxiety, social anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, and it could be that it's causing inflammation. It could be that it is damaging the gut and causing nutritional deficiencies. We know that people with gluten sensitivity can have lower serotonin levels. Zinc is a big factor when it comes to anxiety, and we can become depleted in zinc. Iron can be low, and iron is a cofactor for making GABA and tryptophan, the calming neurotransmitter. So that would be one area. A second one is caffeine, and certainly if you have anxiety, if you have panic attacks and insomnia, the caffeine definitely has to go. It's something that most of my clients will hold on to for the longest. It's something that we self-medicate with to feel good, and it's amazing how, you know, that might be the last thing that someone is holding on to, and when they give up the caffeine, they notice a huge difference. And even one cup can be a problem. Even a cup of decaf coffee can be a problem for some people who are very sensitive. And there are a subset of people with anxiety disorders that are just more affected by caffeine, and it can make them feel worse.
Yes, we talk about that. And again, we get into the biochemical individuality among people and how they're responding. I always say, if you feel poorly right now, whatever you love and crave, whatever you can't do without, get rid of. And see how you feel. And, you know, sometimes I see tears when I say that. And I always say it can't, if it's that emotional, that's the culprit. And it's pretty good, what I call cocktail party advice.
Yes, it is. And it's just, it's we hold on to it and we want it and we self-medicating with it and we feel good and we can feel, oh, I'm going to be deprived if I don't have it. And that's a clue that there's this addiction, that it's a drug. It's acting like a drug for us, and that it needs to go. So I love that you say that. And this is where I find that the amino acids are very powerful, because a lot of the time we'll know we need to get rid of the sugar, or we need to get rid of the caffeine, or we need to get rid of the gluten. But it's addicting, and it's really hard to break that addiction. And using targeted individual amino acids like GABA or tryptophan, in the case of caffeine, using tyrosine, can actually help break that addiction and can help balance out the mood, so you're not having to use willpower, so you're not feeling deprived. And that's why I just love using nutrients as well as making the dietary changes.
You know, thank you for the reminder on the amino acid tyrosine, because that supports the adrenals, and caffeine is damaging to the adrenals. So what I've often seen is that by giving the tyrosine, we're getting the adrenal catecholamines and the dopamine pathway, the feel-good pathway, without the caffeine jolt.
Absolutely. And the other area that tyrosine is great for is thyroid health. And maybe you're drinking a lot of coffee because your thyroid is underactive. And once you address the underactive thyroid, you may find that you don't need the coffee as much. It's not, you're not going to need that pickup. But then providing the tyrosine, it's also providing a raw materials for making thyroid hormones. So we're getting benefits in both areas.
Absolutely. You also mentioned one of the most important subjects. In fact, Scientific American has it on their cover. Sleep. I call it a nutrient. What do you have to share about sleep?
I love it. Sleep is a nutrient. Beautiful. Well, we need it, and we need it for healing, and we're not getting enough of it. A lot of people feel it's something they can do with a lot less of, or possibly wanting to get more sleep but cannot get enough sleep. So the sugar and the coffee, the gluten can affect it. Any kind of digestive problems can affect your sleep. If you've got a small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or often called SIBO, that can keep you awake at night. So addressing the underlying cause as to why you're not getting enough sleep. And then, of course, going back to the amino acids, which are just so amazing for so many areas, if you've got low serotonin, you may have insomnia. And addressing the low serotonin with one of these amino acids like tryptophan can actually help to raise your serotonin levels, improve your mood, reduce the anxiety, and actually help you sleep as well. This is when you've got the ruminating thoughts in your head kind of anxiety. Then if you've got the physical tension in your body and you can't sleep because of that physical tension, this is where GABA comes into it. And both of those are wonderful nutrients that I like for sleep. Then earlier you'd mentioned the adrenals. If you have high cortisol, that can affect your sleep. So you would need, you know, I like to see an adrenal test where you can look at the saliva levels. And if you've got high cortisol, there's some wonderful nutrients like phosphatidylserine or phosphorylated serine that actually helps to lower that high cortisol, and then your sleep can improve.
Boy, we could just work jointly. I love listening to what you say, and it's certainly validating what I've been doing with patients. So it's you're sharing it in a particularly eloquent manner. The adrenals are indeed important, and that cortisol, you mentioned the saliva. I do that test, and I actually had a patient, a friend and colleague, who we could not master the sleep problem, which was disturbing to me because usually it's fairly easy to manage. So she always said she woke up somewhere around 2 or 3 and was up for about a half hour or more and then would go back to sleep. So what we did, I asked her to take the usual 4 samples during the day and at bedtime, but when she got up to take another sample, and that sample showed the cortisol rise. She could go to sleep. She didn't stay asleep. Mm-hmm. So I just utilized her own pattern. I didn't ask her to wake herself up.
Yes.
And that was the problem. And the phosphatidylserine did help. It certainly did help. But some people are just really resistant on the way their systems have locked in to a poor sleep quality.
Right, right. And you know, the other thing that we've got to think about is, why is a cortisol high? And I always think about parasites, because that can, you know, be an impact. Anything that's a stress on the system is going to push the cortisol high. And then the one thing that we don't want to forget about are the benzodiazepines. A lot of people are prescribed benzodiazepines for anxiety and insomnia. And then we start to see rebound issues where the anxiety may get worse, where the insomnia may get worse. Certainly, they're very addicting, and people will start to become tolerant and need more and more. And then if they try to taper, they'll get some of these withdrawal symptoms. So if anyone is working with me and they've been on benzodiazepines in the past, that would be like Xanax or Ativan or Valium, and they've either, you know, currently on them or have stopped them in the recent past, that's something that we always want to think about, because that can really disrupt sleep.
That is a new piece of information. Thank you. I love it, because we always learn something new on the show, and it's good to know that that rebound can occur. Now, for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're talking to Trudy Scott, who is a food mood expert, nutritionist, speaker, and author. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more information on the anti-anxiety food solution.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Please join us next week for Kevin's discussion with Rachel Feldman on detoxification. Now, we've been speaking with Trudy Scott, who is a food mood expert, nutritionist, speaker, and the author of the book, the anti-anxiety food solution, how the foods you can eat can help you calm your anxious mind, improve your mood, and end cravings. And I also wanted to point out that Trudy has a nutrition practice in Northern California with a focus on food, mood, and women's health. And she publishes an electronic newsletter entitled Food, Mood, and Gal Stuff. And that's available at www.everywomanover29.com. I love that. Everywomanover29.com. That's so interesting, Trudy. And we were talking about neurotransmitters and the precursor amino acids that support these neurotransmitters. And we mentioned GABA. Let's go into more depth on GABA.
Great. So GABA stands for gamma-aminobutyric acid, and it's both a neurotransmitter and an amino acid, and it's one of the calming neurotransmitters. And as I said earlier, when you've got low GABA levels, you're going to feel the anxiety, the overwhelm. You may have fear and panic attacks, but it's more a physical kind of tension, so you're feeling it in the physical body. And as far as going for substances that may alleviate that anxiety, often people will go for wine. Like, they come home from work, I've got to have a glass of wine, or I've got to do something, you know, alcoholic to unwind. Maybe you stress eat to unwind. So that would be a clue that maybe GABA is an issue, low GABA is an issue with you. And there is an individual amino acid, GABA, which you can take, which can raise your GABA levels. As you said, this is a precursor for making your own GABA levels, raising your own GABA levels. And I find it to be very helpful. A lot of people will say that GABA is not going to do anything. It doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier. It's not going to have an impact. And I disagree. We know we've got GABA receptors in various different parts of the body, not just in the brain. And there was actually a paper that was just published in July this year. And the title is Gamma-Aminobutyric Acid Administration Improves Action Selection Processes. It was a randomized controlled trial, and they actually gave the participants 800 milligrams of GABA, which is kind of high. I usually start much lower than that. But they gave the participants 800 milligrams, and they found that they were able to prioritize planned actions better. And this could be an example like driving a car. You're driving a car, you're fast moving, there's noise around you, you've got to look at the steering wheel, you've got to look at the speedometer, you've got to look at other cars, you've got passengers talking. So you've got all of these things happening. And when you take this GABA, you're able to handle this a little bit better. And the way I look at it is maybe the overwhelm is not such a big issue, therefore that you can handle it. And it was really good because this paper actually addressed the blood-brain barrier controversy. And they said that recent studies have demonstrated that the blood-brain barrier is much more dynamic than assumed in the past, and that some passage of solutes can occur. And, you know, they talked about a study where administration of GABA increased GABA brain concentration. And I just see results all the time. When I had my anxiety, GABA was my lifesaver. I call myself a GABA girl. It was amazing. Just a small amount of GABA. If it's going to work for you, you'll feel it right away. And my clients will say to me, wow, I just feel this relaxation in my neck and my shoulders. And I just feel so much calmer. And within 5 minutes of taking a sublingual GABA, you can get results like this.
So the sublingual you prefer?
I just find it to be very well tolerated. And if someone buys a GABA capsule, opening up the capsule and putting it on the tongue can often be more effective than just swallowing it. So for some reason, that way seems to be more effective for most people. And I mentioned that the 800 milligrams, you know, in the study is kind of high. I will start people on about 125 milligrams, maybe 250 milligrams, and then go up from there. A lot of people will take too much, and then they feel spacey or too tired, because you'll often find, you know, 500 or 750 milligrams available in the health store, and that's often too much. I mean, you take too much of something, it's not going to be a good thing. I just like to start low. Now, you've had some good results with GABA yourself?
Yes, I've used it for years for phobias, fears, anxiety, even the hyperactivity stems in autism. It is golden for many of the people with autism. And I, too, had heard that it can't work because it doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier. But I'm a clinician, and I'm not a researcher, but I know by clinical experience that we were getting phenomenal results with some people. Now, we don't get the same results, as you know, and I just like to always say this, what works for one person may not for another.
Yes.
And the doses on GABA, the range is so broad, especially since I see the autism community. And what I have found in many of those with autism is that the doses have to be really high. And I will say 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 milligrams over a day. And we have a few that are even higher. And what we do is we start low.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not seeing the results, we keep increasing. I have found, and you mentioned this, that when you hit the right dose on an individual, if you keep going, they can get, you said spacey, I've also seen aggravation.
Yes.
Almost the symptom you're giving the GABA for. And so I give them these parameters and to observe how they respond. Now, as you correct other underlying issues and magnesium is given, you know, the need for GABA may come down significantly. I know psychiatrists are using inositol, which is also calming, and GABA in order to reduce the amount, the number, and the dosage levels of the psychoneurotropics that they're giving for anxiety, depression, bipolar, et cetera.
Wonderful. And I'm glad you mentioned the higher doses and the fact that we're all different. And there is no one size fits all. We talked about that earlier. And I think that's important because a lot of people will hear, oh, this is going to work for me, and they'll try it. And you've got to start low. I have people start really low. I actually do a trial when we first meet. They will rate their symptoms on a scale of 1 to 10. I'll have them do one of the GABAs or whatever the amino acid is that we're trying, and we'll see how many notches did your symptoms improve. If it was a dramatic improvement, then maybe they don't need to go up. But if it was a small improvement, then over the course of the next week, they can go up. And if they feel better, great. And then they can go up again. If they feel better, great. But if they go too high or they're not getting any added benefits, then we just go back. And you're right, you can get a reverse effect. You can get the opposite effect that you're trying to deal with if you do go too high. So it really is very individualized, and it's very interesting to hear your feedback on how wonderful it's been for the people that you work with in the autism community. That's really encouraging to hear. I'm really excited. It was something that I wasn't aware was being used, and it's good to hear.
Well, I have a dramatic case. A little boy, the mother had been giving half of the dose. He was supposed to be taking 500 a day. He was taking 250 because she didn't read the label. And he was well, he did well. He was good in school. And then all of a sudden he regressed after a bit of time and he started hitting and biting. And of course that gets you removed from school. And the mother begged. She said, this was my fault, my fault. It was my error. Please let us do this. So I told her to put him back on immediately, and we thought it might take a week. Within a day, his behavior was again controlled. He went back to school and did very, very well. And so they allowed him to stay until the mother again purchased half the dose. So, and by that time, he had deteriorated, his behavior flared up, and they just could not keep him in the school. I had not ever really witnessed in a patient that immediate effect and the regression. Now, it took a few weeks for the regression to occur, perhaps a month. And it wasn't immediate because he was getting some, but he wasn't getting what he needed. That was fascinating, and I've used that as a case presentation because I think it's so interesting.
Wonderful. Now, when you are giving these kids these high amounts, that you mentioned, 1,000 to 3,000, is this sublingual, or are they doing it swallowed, or what sort of form are they taking it? I'm just curious about that.
We often make up compounds. If the parent knows what the child needs and is tolerating, we use compounds. I haven't been using the sublingual, and I think that would be an excellent addition. So, see here again, I learned something. Thank you very much for that clinical pearl, Trudy.
It's a pleasure. I love doing these interviews, too, because I always learn as well. It's great, isn't it?
Well, it does make it, I think it makes it fun. And we're getting to the end of this segment, and I do want to go into more about your book and perhaps talk about some of the chapters so our listeners can be alert and definitely look for the book, and you'll give us information on how to obtain it. So if you've just tuned in, listeners, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break, and we'll have some more interesting information from our guest, Trudy Scott.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And I'm Dana Lake, and I've been alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via their website and the store on Cedar Lane. You get expert advice in both places. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next Sunday, Kevin will be discussing detoxification with Rachel Feldman. So that's going to be very interesting. Today's guest is Trudy Scott, and she's a food mood expert and nutritionist. She's a speaker and author of the book, The Anti-Anxiety Food Solution, How the Food You Eat Can Help You Calm Your Anxious Mind, Improve Your Mood, and End Cravings. I love the title, and I think it's so applicable to our modern society. So, Trudy, tell us a little bit more about the book. And also make sure you give information for those who would like to get the book.
Okay. So if you want to get the book, you can get it at any bookstore. You can get it at Amazon. You can get it on the website, everywomanover29.com. And it's a great book for the person who has anxiety and wants to make food changes and supplement changes, but it's also really good for practitioners. A lot of practitioners will get copies and then give it out to their patients or their clients as a resource. And if you are someone who has got anxiety and you've got a practitioner who doesn't really understand the food-nutrient connection, it's great to take a book to your doctor or your whoever you're working with and share it with them. And it's heavily referenced. I'm really a big research geek, and I like to share the current research. So there's a lot of research supporting it, and it's just a great resource for a lot of people. And I wanted to have a little bit of a conversation about one chapter in the book, which is an area that's near and dear to my heart, and that's on pyroluria, because I have pyroluria myself, and it's one of the areas that was causing problems for me when I had my anxiety and my social anxiety. And it's a social anxiety condition, and offline we had been chatting a little bit, and you'd mentioned that you'd actually trained with Carl Pfeiffer. He was one of the first doctors who had looked into this condition and found the work that he was doing with the schizophrenic populations, that a lot of people had this condition called pyroluria, where you've got this inattention, the social anxiety, you don't want to be around a lot of people, you'll often have poor dream recall, breakfast is a problem, you don't really have a big appetite in the morning, often you'll see lookalike sisters, all-girl families, so there's a lot of these similar traits that we'll see with people with pyroluria. And the exciting thing is, there are three nutrients, zinc, vitamin B6, and evening primrose oil, together with being on a good multivitamin that doesn't have copper, that can totally eliminate these symptoms of social anxiety. And it's an area that I think a lot more practitioners are finding is valuable to look into with their patients and clients.
Well, yes, and I was so glad you mentioned that. I knew when you said pyroluria that you probably had worked with Carl Pfeiffer, and of course William Walsh has carried on that work. And what I've noted is that many of the new, and I say new, findings really validate what Pfeiffer has found and what Walsh finds. So I find that fascinating, and I often go back to Pfeiffer's breakdown of those with high histamines versus low histamines, overmethylated, undermethylated, because he looked at people from a symptomatic point of view. And when you're testing, that gives you a lot of good information when you can look at the set of symptoms and say, I think we better do this test. So I'm glad you mentioned it.
Right. And I think it's amazing that you actually got to train with Carl Pfeiffer. It would have been a dream of mine to train with him. He's just I just feel he was such a pioneer in his time, and it's really great to see that more and more people are being open to this, because I've heard a few people say, oh, pyroluria, it's just a pseudo condition, it doesn't really exist, and yet when people get on the protocol, they just feel so much better. So it's very encouraging, you know, when I hear other practitioners who have found that this work is so powerful. And you mentioned the high and the low histamine, really, really important to address that as well, because it can have big implications when it comes to mental health. The other area that I've come across as being very interesting when it comes to pyroluria is a connection to introversion. A lot of people who would say that they are introverts resonate with the symptoms on the pyroluria questionnaire, and when they get on the protocol and the social anxiety goes away, a lot of them feel that they're no longer introverted. And this raises the question as to whether introversion is a personality trait just on its own, or is there some kind of biochemical component to it as well? And can we change our personality by changing the underlying biochemistry? And I say that definitely is something that we need to be looking into further.
You know, that's an interesting thought, and I'm glad you brought it up. I do know that in the autism community, for those who aren't interested in social relationships, they like to do things on their own, the oxytocin has been remarkable, and it's a nasal spray. It's a medical treatment. And for those who use it, many of them suddenly have an interest. Can I have a play date? Can I call up somebody? The social interaction, it's fascinating. I must say again, it doesn't work on everyone, but it's absolutely worth a try. So many of the families are seeking it out. And, of course, it's, as I said, a prescription, and a physician has to prescribe it. And a physician prescribing it would be one who was familiar with using it. Not any physician would know how to use it or be comfortable. And I can understand that. You know, you shouldn't be prescribing something you don't know about. So I tell people not to get angry if they don't get a prescription, just to make sure that they get to a physician who does know.
Excellent. And I'm really glad you brought this up, because oxytocin is one of my favorite areas that I've been looking into in the last few months. And there's the OXTR gene. And when you've got this polymorphism in this gene, that may be, you know, showing which people are going to respond to oxytocin. As with anything else, there's no one size fits all. It's not going to work for everyone. But if you've got this polymorphism or this genetic defect, maybe that would be an indication that you should, you know, you could do well with the oxytocin. And the, connecting it back to pyroluria, the zinc is a really important nutrient when it comes to oxytocin being able to bind to the receptors. So there's a lot of overlap here, and I just found this whole area very, very fascinating.
You know, it is interesting. And while our personalities, it's, people will say that's just who he is. Well, it is with that biochemistry, and is it important to change that biochemistry? Will that person have a higher quality of life? I do think of many introverts that they are happy where they are. This is what they know, and of course they haven't experienced what it feels like to be more extroverted. And I think we need diversity in personalities. Yeah. But for someone where introversion is interfering socially and in their productive life, in their jobs and careers, this is something to look at. It's very exciting, and the gene variants are exciting.
Yeah, they really are. And I'm glad you said that, because a lot of introverts will say, just leave me alone. I'm quite happy the way I am. Don't try and change me. But as you say, if they feel terribly uncomfortable when they're out socializing, if it's they're more anxious, if they're having panic attacks, if they're getting night sweats, or, you know, the thought of going out to this function the next day, then we want to address that. And maybe we're just going to help with some of the anxiety symptoms and not actually change some of those qualities that they feel comfortable with. So I think that's a really good point that you make.
And, you know, this gene connection with oxytocin does make sense. It may be one of the thousands of genes that have been associated with autism, and I say associated. There has been no single gene, and probably will not be. There are many subsets in the autism presentation. The diagnosis is not made by their biochemical differences, but by their presentation, their symptoms. So it's, you know, it's an area that is being evaluated more stringently, and we've got a lot more information and research, and we're glad about that.
Yes, absolutely. And then going along, continuing on the lines of the oxytocin gene, the OXTR gene, oxytocin receptor gene, there was actually a study that showed that there is a higher risk of postpartum depression in people with this gene variation. And we often know that we get the postpartum anxiety and the postpartum OCD that we will often see with the depression. So it can affect different people in different ways. As you mentioned, some people with autism are going to have issues. Maybe it's going to make you more prone to postpartum depression and anxiety as well. So looking at the underlying biochemistry and the genetics is really important.
It really is. And oxytocin, for those who may not be familiar, is released and does bring on labor and has to do with breastfeeding. And it's the love hormone. It causes attachment. So I find it fascinating.
Yes, it is. And if we can improve that so people are feeling more loved and they can socialize better and they're not feeling anxious, how wonderful is that? So it's really encouraging to hear that you've seen results with the nasal spray. I know it's not well recognized and it's not used a lot, but can be beneficial for a lot of people.
Yes, it certainly can. Do you have sort of a summary that you can give our listeners, sort of tying up everything that we've talked about today?
I think the important thing is to realize that we've got to go back to basics. So we've got to eat real whole food. We've got to reduce stress. We've got to eat according to our own biochemistry and realize that the anxiety that you may be having could be caused by one or two factors, gluten, not getting the right food, low GABA, low serotonin, gut issues, adrenal issues, or it could be a host of them. And finding the underlying cause that is contributing to your own anxiety is what you need to do. And when you address that underlying cause, the anxiety can completely go away. And just, I always say, just don't give up. Keep looking until you find the answer. We all deserve to feel our absolute best all the time. We all deserve to feel calm and happy. And there is an answer, and it's just a matter of finding that answer and working with someone if you need to so you can get to the root cause of the problem.
Well, that you really summarized it well, and then you triggered another thought, the gut. We have had a number of guests who have expertise in the area of the gut microbiome, the human microbiome, and I was very interested to learn that they play a critical role in neurotransmitters. So we know that the gut and brain have shared neurotransmitters, but this is even more intimate, that the gut bugs, the gut microbiome, the microbiota, actually generate neurotransmitters, and they impact on immunity. They affect more gene expression than our human cells do. So without them, we wouldn't be here. So that's my final statement. We'll explore that another time. And Trudy, I want to thank you for being with us. This was delightful.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and I'm so glad you ended on the gut. I take things further than my book. I host the Anxiety Summit, and I actually interviewed Dr. Ted Dynan talking about microbes in the gut and how he calls them psychobiotics that help with treatment of anxiety and depression. So there is just so much that we still have to learn, and it's really exciting to be part of this.
Well, good. Thank you, and thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.